approves it.
Yes.
Okay, just take it in.
That it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
Yes.
Abide in me and I in you.
Yes.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit.
Yes.
For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you.
Yes.
By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
Yes.
Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abide in his love.
Yes.
These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you,
yes,
and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you.
Yes.
Greater love than no one than this, than one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you my slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you my friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Alex, for that. It takes a bit of bravery to come up here, doesn't it? Stand here and read the word and testify what God has done.
Amen.
Praise God. We serve a risen Saviour. We serve a mighty King.
Yes.
He's ruler of all things.
Amen.
And you know, he says, I'll never leave you. And I'll never forsake you, for lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth. No matter where you go, he said, I'm with you.
Amen.
No matter where you're going to end up, I will be there.
Amen.
With you. Hallelujah. So praise God. I want us to, we've been looking at Jesus over this last few days and weeks of Jesus being revealed.
Yes.
We've spoken, Daniel and I, of Jesus when he revealed himself to his disciples.
Yes.
Revealed himself to the people who he loved the most.
Yes.
Revealed himself so that they might become the power source, that they might be the ones that carry the message of the love of Jesus that changes the lives of men and women lost and going to a lost eternity, on a journey to hell and living a life of hell. And yet we have that opportunity to share the life of Christ, the love of God, and to share the peace of God that he has given to us. And how does that happen for us? It happens purely and simply, as I've titled the message today, Abide in Christ and He Abides in You. I said, abide in Christ.
Amen. Yes.
As he abides.
Amen.
In you.
Yeah.
When we asked Jesus to come into our lives as teenagers or even when we were older, he came in. He came in to stay.
He did.
He didn't come as a visitor.
No.
You know, when people visit your house, they come for a short period of time and then they leave. Don't they? Often. And some folk, we hope they leave quickly. Some visitors. But usually when they leave, they usually leave. Maybe you've invited them for a meal. And so when they leave, they usually leave a mess behind them that you have to clean up afterwards, pots to wash or put them in the dishwasher or whatever. But Jesus came to stay.
Yes.
Jesus came to abide. Jesus came to stay permanently with you. He said, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay in your face until you know me like you've never known me before. I think that's amazing that Jesus is prepared to stay with us even at times when we make mistakes, even at times when we do things wrong. Jesus is still there. The promise is still the same. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. He's a fixture. Hallelujah. A divine fixture in our lives. The word abide. What does it mean? It's a good word. Remain. Give me another. What does abide mean? Stay. Live. Anybody else got anything else for abide? He's going to continue with you.
Amen.
He's going to be faithfully continuing with you.
Yes.
He's going to stick closer than a brother or a sister. He's not leaving. He said, I abide with you.
Yes.
But you know, it's a two-way thing.
Amen.
Grace and I have a two-way relationship. It's not all one way. It's not all me taking from Grace. But it is me giving back to Grace. And so our relationship builds and develops and we know each other closer and closer. Abide at times means sometimes we submit. We allow and we submit ourselves to Him to abide with us. Sometimes He abide means He's going to stick with us. You know, it's that. Just can't get it off. You know, you get it off one finger and it sticks to another one. And you get it off another finger and it sticks to another one. It's like, you can't get this stuff off. Jesus is wanting you to realize He wants you to stay with you. He's going to stick with you so close. No matter what happens in your life, He's there for you. You know, thank God that for you, you had praying parents. No matter what was going on in your life, parents that were praying for you, family members praying for you, that somehow Jesus and you would come together. And you would give Him that opportunity that He might abide with you. In abiding, we need to pay attention. You know, if somebody comes to say, you don't just leave them alone and just forget about them, do you? There's usually some connection that goes off. Martin often comes to stay on a weekend. And we do leave him alone. Because he's come at times to study. But we don't leave him alone all day, do we? You know, we drag him out. We feed him. We spend a bit of time with him. We talk. We share our passions together for the love of God. And he abides with us. And we abide with him. But Jesus comes in a deeper way. Of abiding. Abide sometimes also means to respect, as you say. To have that respect. We need to respect the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. As he abides with us, we respect who he is, what he's going to do in our lives, and we allow him to do it. When he comes to abide, he comes to stay for good. That's his intention. That's what he came to do. He came to stay with you and I forever. And the question is, are you and I going to stay with him forever? If we do, he will reveal more of himself to us each day. We will see more of Jesus. We will understand more of Jesus. And as we read the Bible, it will reveal Jesus to us in a new way. Remember, Alex said just the other day, she said, I have to read my Bible every day because I eat every day. And I need to feed myself with the Word of God every day. Because if I don't, I feel... What did you say? Missing something? Hungry? Weak? Hungry? She feels hungry, bless her. That's your spirit that's saying, feed me. Feed me. Feed me. Yeah. I mean, I've heard my stomach say, feed me. Feed me. We need to hear our spirit saying, feed me. Feed me with the food of life. This book. Feed me with the food of life, the Word of God. Feed me.
Yeah,
eat it. Hallelujah. How do we do it? You don't tear pages out of your Bible, Daniel, and try and eat it. Okay. I thought you as a Bible student would have known that by now. Oh, somebody else is being fed. The hungry tum is having crisps. But that will not cause you to grow in Christ Jesus. You see, when we feed on the Word of God, and this is what I recommend. When you read your Bible, when you spend time with Jesus, well, for instance, if you have visitors, you don't sit there and look at one another and go, just smiling at them, looking awkward, and do you? You speak to them. You communicate. And abiding in Christ and Christ abiding in you is about communicating. Communicate with the one who is abiding with you. Some of us may find it difficult naturally, but we're going to have to get over that. Because we have a message to deliver.
Yes.
About the Christ that abides within us.
Yes.
So how do you feed yourself? It's not like opening a packet and sticking it in a microwave. But it is opening the Word of God. I'm beginning to read, and I've recommended for these next few weeks that you read the book of Acts. Because the book of Acts is the Acts of the disciples. You and me, the Acts of the early church. This is what God intended the church to look like. Signs, wonders, and miracles. That's the church that Jesus died for and rose again for.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Not a church that just stands there and goes, amen. Father, bless me because I have sinned. It's a church of power. It's a church that knows their God. He's a church that will stand on the very word and truth of this word of God. And will say, I will not be moved. I will abide in Christ.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Glory to God. It's like the branch of a tree. It abides within the tree. The very life from the tree, from the very roots of the tree, gives life to the branch.
Yes.
Yeah. It's springtime. And the trees that are around us that looked dead through the winter are beginning to show that we are not dead, but we are alive. Because we are connected. The branches are connected to the trunk, to the root form, to the life source of the tree. They are connected. And the Church of Jesus Christ needs to begin to show that it is connected to the root, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you begin to be sure that you are connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, there is life comes from you. The fruit of Jesus Christ will begin to be seen in each and every one of us. The world is looking for that.
Yes.
People outside are seeking an answer.
Yeah.
We have the answer in this book. We have the answer in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the answer. So whatever the question is, the answer is Jesus. Some people say to me, oh, it can't be that easy. Well, why would you want it difficult? There's enough challenges in the world as it is. God came so that the simplest of us could understand and receive divine life.
Amen.
Receive the blessing of God. You didn't have to be smart at maths to receive Jesus. Don't get grace doing maths. Hallelujah. Yeah. She's great with English. Don't get her doing maths. I do maths. She does English. So we make a good team. Amen? Well, that's how it works at times. Yeah. Do. In Jesus' name. We need to continue in His presence. Today I felt that we were just... I was wanting to continue in His presence. In worship. You know, Lord, just draw us. Draw us to Yourself. Let us come into Your presence, Lord, and let us feel the touch. Let us sense the very presence of Your breath upon us. Breathing upon us the power of the Holy Spirit. In verse 10 of this chapter of John's Gospel, chapter 15, he says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in me. My love. You will abide in me and my love. I want to abide in the love of Jesus. There's a song, Oh Love That Would Not Let Me Go. Yeah, you remember that one, Edwin? Yeah, well, we might dig it out for us. Because it is powerful. Love that will not let me go. No matter what. He says, I'm not going to let go of you. You know. You're not going to get away again. Oh, love. That will not let me go. Christ's passion, passionate about you. He does not want to see you fail. He see, he has a destiny for success for each and every one of us. Some of us seem to actually at times have a desire to commit spiritual suicide. And yet God said, I love you and I will not let you go. And he will not. He will not. Verse 12 says this. This is my commandment. That you love one another. Look at the person next to you. And God says, you're to love that person. Yeah, but Lord, have you seen how ugly they are? Oh, do you realize they don't like me? And God says, love them. Well, you see, you may not like them at the moment, but guess what? If you begin to let the love of God work in your life, you will love them and then you will begin to like them. Because do you know what happens? They will find there will be something of Jesus that is placed into their lives, and if Jesus is in them, you will have to love them. It's a, you know, I'm going to say it's a no-win situation, but it's a win-win situation. Hallelujah. The love of God. The reason we're together is because it is the love of Jesus that draws us together. Some of us come from different cultures and backgrounds, different types of education, different types of careers. And in some cases, well, most of us at times, we probably would never want to or think of coming together. But we have one thing. One thing in common. One thing we have in common. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that very one thing, we come together. We become family. Because of that one thing. We're now in the bloodline of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're of the root of the line of David. We're adopted into the family of God. And God says, I love you. And some people say, I really don't know what you mean, God. I've heard it said. I don't understand how God could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. And I wonder, I'm perplexed, I'm confused, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned and filthy in his sight. And yet he says, he looks at me and he sees Jesus, the perfect Son of God. And he says, come in. He says, I love you. Come in. Abide with me. Spend your time with me. In fact, he says, spend eternity with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo! Some folk, glory to God. Yeah, you can clap. Come on, spend eternity, he says. Hallelujah. There are some people that we come to see us and we think, dear Lord, when are they going home? Hallelujah. But God says, come on. He says, I love you. Come on, spend eternity with me. But as we learn to love one another as Jesus commanded us to do, we shall see lives being changed. Just turn back a page in your Bible to John's Gospel, chapter 14. John's Gospel, chapter 14. And verse 15. The Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 15, it says, if you ask me any, sorry, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. Who's he talking about? The Holy Spirit. And in a few days' time, we will celebrate the time when the disciples were first baptized in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. I want to see our young people being baptized in the Holy Spirit. I want to see our young people being filled with the presence of God. I want to see every one of us being filled with the Holy Spirit. And that means not just speaking in tongues, but it means being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the power of God, so that when we are moving in the presence, when we're moving day by day, the power of God is upon us and we are setting the captive free. We're speaking to people and lives are being changed. We're ready, we're ready, we're ready. So that that young man who you met on the streets in Aberdeen, it wasn't a coincidence. It was a divine appointment by God himself.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, do you not find that amazing? Out of 60 million plus people in this nation, that God arranges for someone, a special someone, to meet up with Martin because he has a message for him. Amen. Think about that. That there's a guy that God wants to send a message through Martin. And God arranges the meeting, the appointment, the place, the time. Who would like to put bets on that one? Take that ring off me, please. Who would like to put a bet on that happening? The bookies would give you fantastic odds that could never happen. But you see, God is a God of the impossibles. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to change. He has your life. Your life in his hands. Wow, think about that. God has your life in his hands because he loves you. He knows where you are. He knows where you're going to be tomorrow. He knows what you're going to do tomorrow. And he's there saying, Georgia, hang on tight. Stay with me. God's saying, hold tight. It's not about circumstances and situations. It's about relationship. Circumstances change. The weather changes. You know, when the sun comes out, we all go, it's great, isn't it? Sun shining. When grey clouds come along and storms, it starts raining and snow, and we all suddenly go, oh. Yeah. And we're ruled, if we're not careful, by our external things. But our relationship with Jesus never changes. Never gets worse, it just gets better. He never changes. We change. We begin to get closer to Him. We begin to explore the majesty and the glory and the power of God. And we can only do that when we abide in Him. And He abides in us. And we're connected. And the very life of the Word of God begins to flow through us. I remembered what I was going to say. When you read your Bible, it's good to read it out aloud. Because faith in Christ comes by hearing the Word of God. It is good to read the Bible out aloud because you begin to speak words of faith, words of life, words of power. You begin to stand against principalities and powers as you speak the Word of God. You see, God gave us a voice. God gave us the ability to create and give out words. Do you know any animal that can do that? Okay, I know you get parrots that mimic. I'll do that one. But they copy. So if you get a parrot and you get teach it, you can teach it to say, praise the Lord. Amen? Glory to God. But you see, we need to begin to speak the Word of God ourselves. And begin to create life around us and before us, like that young man you met. It's the Word of God that set him free. You didn't do it. You were the mouthpiece. God allowed you to be there and to enjoy the moment of seeing the majesty of Christ because you were abiding in Christ. There were seven sons in Acts of Sceva that decided they were going to do the same thing. Cast out a demon in this man. He beat all seven of them half to death. Tore all the clothes off them. Gave them such a whooping they came out terrified. But when Christ resides in, when the presence of God dwells in us, nothing, not nothing, can stand against us. Hallelujah. And as we declare the word of the Lord and declare His presence and believe it, verse 17 says this, that this, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold Him or know Him. But you know Him because He abides with you and will be in you. Now, whoa, wait a minute. Now, we've just got Jesus living in us. He's abiding in us. And now He's saying, you've got another visitor. Who's going to abide with you? The Holy Ghost. He's going to live within you. He's going to abide in your life. The Holy Ghost. Why? Because He wants to teach you more about God. He wants to teach you about the very presence of God. He wants to open up the Word of God to you so that you would see this Word of God in a new dimension. by the eye of heaven, really. You and I would see God in a different way. And it's when the Holy Spirit begins to reveal into our lives who God is, who Jesus is. And he said, he will abide with you and will be in you. Verse 18 says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Amen. He's not going to leave us as orphans. We will always have a true Father. Yeah. Father God. There's a chorus that we used to sing, Father God, I wonder. How I manage to exist without the knowledge of your presence. Yeah. Father God. Some of us just manage to scrape through our life. Some people have been close to committing suicide. Some have even attempted suicide. Some have actually gone into self-harming. Why? Because what is missing in their life, they are missing the presence of Father God. They're missing abiding in the vine. They're not connected to anything that is stable in their life. They're missing the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see our young people as they've come along and begun to listen to the Word of God, and as they've begun to read the Bible for themselves, I have seen them change. I've seen them go from deep sadness into joy. I've seen them leave depression and go into hope and a future. I've seen them come from fear and come into peace. I've seen them not loved, not accepted by anybody, to suddenly being loved and accepted and knowing that for themselves. I'm accepted. I'm forgiven. I am fathered by the true and living God. I am accepted. I am forgiven. I am fathered by the true and living God. And all of that is because we live in the presence of Jesus Christ. We're connected to the vine. And the greatest way to stay alive and to have a fantastic life is stay connected to Jesus. Don't look at what everybody else is doing. Find out what God's doing. Follow Him. Follow God. Follow the Spirit. You know, where the presence of God is and where the Spirit of God is, there's peace. God is peace. Jesus said, I am the Prince of Peace. Amen. Hallelujah. I can just chill with Jesus. Rest in His presence and say, thank you, Lord. You know, He's going to take us before great people. And He said He's going to give us the words to speak. Who are you? I don't know. Who am I? I'm just a son of the Father God. What education have you got? Not a lot. What wealth have you got? Well, my father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, the wealth in every mine. So whenever I need anything, I ask him for it. So you got nothing of yourself? No, I've got everything in him. And yet God would take us before leaders and prime ministers and people in authority. And God says, I'm going to give you the words to speak. I'm going to tell you what to say. You had it a few days ago, last couple of weeks ago, in class. I remember you telling the story. What an opportunity to share Jesus, you know. We're not supposed to preach the gospel in school. Guess what? Just ask me, I'll tell you. If you will follow Jesus, He will make and create every opportunity for you. It's thrilling, isn't it? It's exciting. You get a buzz, don't you? You get a buzz. I like buzzers. Not buzzers that go buzz, 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 but buzzers that are Holy Ghost buzzers in Christ Jesus. The excitement of it. The thrill of knowing that we are about the King's business. Amen. Are you about the King's business? Are you about the Lord Jesus Christ's business? You need to be abiding in the vine. Abiding in Him. And as we abide in Him, we shall know His voice. We shall hear His voice speaking to us. We shall know what to say. We shall know what to do. And it won't come out of our mind, but it will come out of our very spiritual being. And we will say things that we've never heard before. Glory to God. I tell you, you know, I've done this. I've been there. I've said things I've never heard before. I've told people things about their lives who I've never met before. Where did it come from? Came via the Holy Spirit. Speaking into my spirit. And it comes out of your very being. God is looking for vessels. Yes. To fill.
Yes.
To fill. To abide. To vessels that will abide in the presence of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. God is looking for you. Because God wants to fulfill His purpose in our lives. In Romans chapter 8, and I'll finish with this verse of scripture. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, it says this. And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. Does anybody ever feel weak? Yeah. But when the power of God comes in us, we become mighty men. We become mighty for God. But it's only because of His presence. It's only because of His power. And He says, in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. That means He's going to strengthen us. He's going to give us the knowledge. He's going to give us the ability. We do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself will intercede for us with the groanings too deep for words. Sometimes we don't know what to pray. Sometimes we're not sure what to say. So the Spirit of God will come up and begin to rise up, and He will begin to speak and begin to groan in the Spirit. And He will begin to pray the things that are essential. And you and I might know what's happening, but God knows. It's a mystery. You see, God is a mystery. And as we see God moving in these mysterious ways, we shall see the power of God changing the lives of young and old.
Amen.
In our nation.
Amen.
Our nation is in need of a touch and a knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what our nation needs. And keep doing what you're doing. Keep telling people about Jesus. Keep drawing yourself into a deeper relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, we may make mistakes. But He said, I'll never leave you.
Amen.
I'll never forsake you. And as we say, Lord, forgive me, He says, I forgive you. I love you with an everlasting love. How long is an everlasting love? Is it from here to here? No? That's not everlasting? Well, is it from here right over to grace? No? Is that not everlasting? No? No, it's not. Everlasting is, it's from here to way beyond our sight. Way beyond what we can see. Everlasting love. It goes on and 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 on. How many ons do you want? It just keeps going. Never gives up on us. That everlasting love of Jesus. And no matter how many mistakes we make, God is still looking to come to us. He's desperate for you. He's desperate for you all to be successful in Christ Jesus. But Andrew, I've failed so many times. God is not interested in your failures. He's interested in one thing. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Yeah, good. So he says, I want now to fill you with my presence. I want to fill you with my Holy Spirit. I want to empower you. So that as we read the book of Acts and we see the acts of the disciples, the signs, the wonders, the acts of the early church, and we see the power of God changing lives, suddenly Peter the coward stands up and he declares Jesus, and 3,000 are added to the church that day. Wow. Let it be. Let it be. In Jesus' name. Let's just stand a moment, please. Just everybody be quiet before the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just pray right now that, Lord, you would just come in your presence and just begin to touch every life. Just begin to minister by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray you would fill and refresh and reveal yourself into the lives of everyone present by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, we just say, have your way amongst us. Just come and have your way. Be glorified, we pray, in our lives. We just ask this, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Fall afresh upon us. In Jesus' name.